Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to another episode of Let the Truth Be Told. This is the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ radio show done by the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, the Baltimore Division. The Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ world headquarters is located at 1941 Madison Avenue in Harlem, New York City. It's the world headquarters for the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. The Baltimore Division is located at 522 West Franklin Street in Baltimore. We definitely first want to start off by giving thanks to God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, who's the God of the Bible, and definitely also for the Holy God, the Comforter, Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest, Tazadakia. That's who the Lord is actually using in these last days, the one that's actually teaching us all things. This is where the information is coming from, where the Lord is through His Spirit is actually edifying and teaching the nation through the Holy Ghost and Covenant, Holy Apostle and Chief of Priest to the docket. For more information, you could also go to the Comforter, thecomforter.info, and that's the main website for the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ on the Holy Ghost and Comforter. That's His website that's there. Also, definitely the Holy Apostles and Chief of Priest, Holy Apostle and Chief of Priest. Arya, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shaw, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Tazadaki, again, the Holy God and Comforter. So today, with the Let the Truth Be Told radio show, my name is Chief Sakharan. I'm hosting today's show, and I have our teacher today is 13th Shield General Ibar. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, how are you doing, Chief Priest, sir?
I'm pretty good, sir. Thank you for being a teacher today and for joining us today on the show.
Yeah.
And I know from my conversations that we had earlier about your topic. What's the topic that that you're going to edify our listeners today on?
Babylon the Great.
Babylon the Great.
Yes, sir.
Right. So you hear a lot of people talk about Babylon. You know, you have reggae artists like SZA and Capleton and, you know, Buju Banton, you know, back in the day, you know, folks talking about Babylon. And you hear a lot of people, a lot of churchgoers, so-called Christians speaking about Babylon. But there is a mystery about Babylon. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's definitely a mystery, Chief Priest, sir. I don't think these people understand that this Babylon the Great that the Bible speak of in Revelations is talking about this very place that we live in today, which is known as America.
Isn't that something? So you have people that are in society now that are living here in America, you know, looking forward to a future in America. Living the so-called American dream or hoping to fulfill the American dream and not realizing that this America is actually Babylon the Great.
Yes, sir. Absolutely correct, Chief Priest, sir.
Right. Okay. All right. So definitely sounds like it's going to be a very enlightening topic. So we're not going to basically spend any more time discussing. So I'm going to let you come right in on the topic. So I'll read for you. So just let me know where you want to start. So I'll turn everything over to you, sir.
Yes, sir. So we're going to go into the book of Revelations in the Holy King James Bible. Revelations, the 17th chapter, verse 1. And we'll begin there, sir.
Okay. So Revelations, the 17th chapter, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials.
So there came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials. Read on.
And talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon.
Excuse me, you can go ahead.
That sitteth upon many waters.
So the angel said, come, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So in this chapter of Revelation, the 17th chapter, our King, Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, actually showing John the Revelator future prophecies. And in this prophecy right here, John is actually saying the judgment of Babylon the Great, which is referred to as the Great Whore that set up upon many waters. So now, and the reason why Babylon the Great in this chapter right here is referred to as the Great Whore, because America, this place, it promotes whoredom. You have spiritual fornication, meaning the teaching of religions, meaning you can be whatever religion you want to be, which is a great crime against our God.
Right.
And also it promotes whoredom, meaning is in this society, whores are actually put up as symbols of something to, for better words, put up as someone as like a celebrity. When you think of like certain celebrities, Madonna, Kim Kardashian, all of these things, people that are vile, like go totally against the commandments of God, they're exalted in this kingdom. So that's why it's actually stated as the judgment of the great whore. Read on.
Okay, verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
So it said, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, showing you that the kingdoms of this world, they're actually they're in league with this place, Babylon, the great whore, meaning through their trade and their embargoes. As we go on throughout the scriptures, it's going crystal clear, make known what is this talking about. Read.
And inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
And it said, and the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So this wine is actually not talking about physical wine. It's actually talking about the policies of this place and the actual democracies. And we're going to hold that, and we're going to get a scripture. Let's get Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Because the Bible actually, it breaks itself down. In verse 9.
Okay, Isaiah 29 and verse 9. Stay yourselves and wonder.
Yeah, so stay yourselves and wonder, meaning is what, keep your mind focused in this Bible, stay yourselves and wonder. Read on.
Cry ye out and cry.
Cry ye out and cry. Read.
They are drunken.
They are what?
They are drunken.
They are drunken. Read on.
But not with wine.
Yeah, but not with wine. So this is not talking about a physical wine. It's talking about all of the philosophies and the doctrines. Read on.
They stagger, but not with strong drink.
Yeah, so it's the scripture showing you that they stagger, but not with strong drink. So you can go back to Revelation, the 17th chapter. So it's showing you that all of the kings of the earth, they are following the ways of this place, Babylon the Great. When it comes to the policies and the democracies, and all of these countries are modeling themselves after this evil kingdom, because, as you know, there was a kingdom in the Bible known as Babylon. But this is known as Babylon the Great. So America is compared to all of the evil kingdoms in one. So God has many names for this place, America. He calls it Sodom and Egypt. You read about in Revelation, the 11th chapter, verse 8. But here we're focusing on it being Babylon the Great, this place that gathered all people together, and they had one mind. What was that one mind? Actually, to go against God, when you read in Genesis, the 10th chapter, during the time of Nimrod. So it shows you that crystal clear, as we go through the scriptures, there's no dispute in the word of God. And one thing that I can't really get around is people kind of, they kind of make it like the word of God is outdated, or that was back then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Not understanding that the word of God is waiting on kingdoms, meaning is the word of God always applies itself.
Right.
So whether a kingdom came into existence, if that kingdom did what that prior kingdom did, the word of God would still apply to that. So the word of God is outside of time, because this is the word of our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right. So people sitting back thinking and go, well, you know, we need to make what the Bible says more modern, or we need to bring it up to modern times. That's ridiculous.
Yes, sir. They really don't have no idea that God, his wisdom is
far beyond the mind of man, and the prophecies is just waiting for them to be fulfilled over and over again, all the way up to Jesus Christ's kingdom, our King, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Come.
Yes, sir.
So you can pick up to where you left off at Chief Priest, sir.
Okay, verse 3.
Yes,
he carried me away in the spirit.
He carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Read on.
And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-covered beast.
So it said, he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast. So now this woman actually represents this kingdom, Babylon the Great, this America, this Lady Liberty. And it said, this is crazy right here. And I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast. Now, this scarlet is representing red, and this scarlet-colored beast is actually talking about Satan, showing you who this place got its power from. This place got its power directly from the spiritual demon Satan. So although, beyond popular belief, people, when they do their voting, that's all they see is senators and governors. But when you read in the Bible of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it tells you about principalities and powers. So what they don't understand is this kingdom is divided up. Satan has this kingdom divided up, and he has demons and certain forces over certain parts of different lands and different states actually to fulfill the word of Satan. This is what they're not understanding. So we're going to go to Matthew's, the 4th chapter, prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that when in order to get authority, and this time, you would only be able to get that authority from one or two places. We're going to show you crystal clear that this authority that America is actually running with is the authority from the spiritual demon, Satan. So let's get Matthew's 4 and verse 8.
Okay. Matthew's 4 and verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
So this is Satan, and he's actually showed up when Christ was fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And he taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain. Read on.
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
So Satan showed Christ all the kingdoms of the world, not some, all. So this is in the spirit. He's showing him these things, and he even showed him America, even though America was not in existence at that time. Read on.
And the glory of them.
And the glory meaning the riches of these kingdoms. Read on.
Okay. Verse 9. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee. All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Yeah, so Satan is telling Christ, he showed him all these kingdoms and the riches of them. He said, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Read on.
Then said Jesus unto him, get ye hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
So crystal clear, we show you that Satan is actually offering our King, Lord, and Savior all the kingdoms of the world, and Christ, our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, turned them down. So that only will leave you one thought. Well, then, if Christ turned Satan down, then who took him up on the offer? You would have to, the question would have to cross your mind, and guess what? Who would ever be running the planet Earth today? Guess what? They will be the ones that actually took Satan up on the offer.
Right.
We're
going
to get a little bit more information in the book of Luke. The book of Luke, the 4th chapter. So sometimes you read about stories in one book, but then you'll read about almost, the same story, but what people fail to realize is it has a little bit more information.
Right.
So we're going to get Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 5.
Okay, Luke 4 and 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
So it's the same story, right? Read on.
And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee,
And all the glory power will I give thee,
and the glory meaning the riches of them. Read on.
For that is delivered unto me. And
read.
To whomsoever and to whomsoever I will give it.
Yeah, so he said, it's delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Because it's delivered unto me. And this is what people don't understand. Read on.
Verse 7. If thou therefore wilt worship me.
If thou
all,
what?
Worship me.
Read on.
All shall be thine.
So now, as you can see, in the book of Matthew, Christ turned Satan down. And in the book of Luke, the same story. Christ turned Satan down. But what is the point? Somebody took Satan up on the offer. Who took Satan up on the offer? The rulers of darkness of this world, which is known as the Illuminatis, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the Onassis.
Right.
These families, they actually made a pact with Satan. So behind the scenes, guess what? Your vote don't mean nothing. All of this thing is already planned out. These families, they run this place, which is known as Babylon the Great. And that's what the Bible has been talking about before this place came into existence. So what makes people think them not believing in the word of God is going to stop anything when the word of God was waiting on kingdoms to come into fruition so God's words could be fulfilled? What makes people think that they're going to stop the will of God from happening?
Right.
Yes, sir. So, we can go back to Revelations, 17th chapter.
Con.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-covered beast.
And that woman represents America, and that scarlet-covered beast is Satan, who she got her power from. Read on.
Full of names of blasphemy.
Read on.
Having seven heads and ten
horns.
Seven
heads is talking about the seven kingdoms of the white man, meaning is what we know that the so-called white man, he actually had eight kingdoms when you include America, but America is the furthest that Satan actually have gotten in his kingdoms throughout the succession. When you read about, like, the Greeks with Alexander the Great, the Romans, all of these kingdoms were actually set up and ran by the spiritual demon Satan from behind the scenes. But America is the furthest Satan has actually got with his kingdom. Read.
Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet.
So now this is crazy right here. Not only did our King, Lord, and Savior show John the Revelator the future of this kingdom, America, he showed John a vision of a woman with a United States flag wrapped around her.
Mm.
This was well over 2,000 years ago when John is seeing this woman decked out with gold and all precious jewels, and she has a United States flag wrapped around her. And we're gonna break that down. Read that again.
Right. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color.
So it said the woman was arrayed in purple. So now purple is the derivative of blue. And scarlet color, which is red. So you see that this woman has this purple, which is the derivative of blue and red. Read on.
And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
And
having
decked
a golden,
with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations.
Yeah, so she's decked in gold and precious stones and pearls and having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations. So now the person might say, okay, you got the purple was the derivative of blue and the red, but what about the white? Let's get Revelations 18 and 15, showing you that this place will be a rich kingdom. That's why the Lord is pointing out that this woman has gold and precious stones and pearls, meaning this place is a rich kingdom. Revelations 18 and 15, I'm sorry.
The merchants of these things, The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment.
So we show you that what? The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her. So showing you that through the commerce and the trades that these other kingdoms had by bringing their substance to America, it was made rich by this place. So that's why they was
they was in bid with America, with in league with through their policies and everything, because what everybody looked at this place as if it was the golden city, the land of opportunity, the place of freedoms. You can worship whatever God you want to worship. Everybody looked to this place as a spectacular kingdom until they got here and realized it was pure hell. Read.
Shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing.
So at this point in the prophecy, did Christ then showed up and then burnt this place up. This is the designated place where our King, Lord, and Savior is going to target when he come and bring the destruction. America, read.
And saying, alas, alas, that great city. That great city.
Read on.
That was clothed in fine linen.
And it was clothed in fine linen. Show you that, guess what? And what color is linen? Linen is white. So you had the purple, which is the blue. You had the scarlet, which is the red, and fine linen, which is the white. Show you that John's seeing a woman with a United States flag wrapped around her. Read on.
Right. And scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught. And
yeah,
every
so that's it. So it's showing you that what? In one hour, such great riches are come to naught, meaning nothing. So that's why the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ is warning our people to guess what? They got to recover themselves. They got to come out of the mindset of this place, because this place is going, and it's going to fall. Like Sodom and Gomorrah fell, like ancient Egypt fell, like ancient Rome fell, America is destined to fall. So go back to Revelation, the 17th chapter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Revelation 17, verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Yeah, so all types of evil. Everything that was evil, child pornography reigns. You had the Catholic Church that, you know, they're supposed to be the Church of God, but you see all these scandals and all these lawsuits, how they molest children. They don't allow the priest to marry, which is totally against the orders that God set up for the priesthood within the Bible. All of these things is blasphemous against God. Read.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery.
Read on.
Babylon the Great. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Yeah, so this is the place that birthed harlots. So when you think about the Kim Kardashians and everything that's lewd, this place is very, very heavy into teaching against things that are right. I mean, you know, you see TV shows where children are able to cuss their parent out and tell them why they want to date this individual and all. You remember seeing TV shows on cable like that? This is the guy I want to date, Mom. Shut up, Mom. All of these things that's against the word of God is just heavily promoted to the point where you have a place in America known as Sin City. And everybody know when you read 1 John 3 and 4, sin is a transgression of the law. So Las Vegas is it's called Sin City, meaning transgress God law city, if you want to look at it that way. This is the place, whatever happens in Vegas, stay in Vegas, meaning feel free. Free from what? The commandments of God. Read.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints.
So now here you got more prophecy. I saw the woman talking about America drunken with the blood of the saints, meaning is when somebody's in drunk, I mean in excess, meaning who is the saints? God's chosen people, children of Negro and Indian descent, showing you that what? This place will be killing God's people to the point where it would be an excess of blood. Said I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Read on.
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
Read on.
And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
And when it say with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, the scriptures tell you, for much as ye have done unto these my little ones, you have done unto me. So when anytime you harm the children of God, the children of Israel, it's just like you've done it unto Jesus Christ. So, and John said, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. So
this John the Revelator, he understands that our God, he hates evil and he stops evil. And he's seeing this place, this kingdom, it's been around for a very long time. So he marveled with great admiration. Read.
And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which has the seven heads and ten horns.
So it would have the seven heads, talking about the seven kingdoms of the so-called white man, and the ten horns, which is actually talking about the ten Illuminati families. And, you know, just the name of the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, the DuPonts, the Astors, the Bundys, the Collins, the Reynolds, the Onassis, like Jacqueline Onassis, the Russells, the Crumps, the McDonalds, the Disneys, the Rothschilds. So those last three families, the Crumps, the McDonalds, and the Disneys, was actually cut off by the Rothschilds.
Okay.
So it was 13 families, but what happened is they had an internal war. And they actually killed three of the families out of existence and took over their names. The Bible actually points that out. Let's get Daniel's, the seventh chapter. This Bible is amazing. And for anyone to say that the Bible is poetry or some storybook, they're sadly mistaken. And the word of God is very, very true. Daniel 7 and 8.
Okay, Daniel 7 and 8.
Yes, sir.
I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots.
Yeah, so he said, I considered the horns, and there came up another little horn among the other little horn of whom was plucked up by the roots. So anytime something was plucked up from the roots is cut off. So you had three of those families that was actually cut off. And who that was by, you had the Rothschilds that actually cut those three families off. They had that internal war. So that's why you still hear the names Disney and you still hear McDonald's. But, you know, that's an inside thing amongst those families.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real interesting there. Real interesting there. We have about 2 minutes left. So I'm not sure how you want to begin to wrap this up, but about 2 minutes left in the show.
Okay, well, you know, it's definitely the people that's listening, you know, definitely for them to take heed, come to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, because like during the times of Noah, if you didn't know Noah and his family, you died in the flood.
So people, they
think you can find God anywhere. The fact of the matter is, they tell you in Isaiah, the 51st chapter, verse 2, that God called Abraham alone. So if you didn't know Abraham during the time of his sojourning, guess what? You didn't know nothing about the living and true God. So all I say is, if you're not connected to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, you're not dealing with our King, Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ, you're in a lot of trouble and you're going to be in a lot of danger. Because the warning is what? These Illuminati families, they're going to allow a missile to hit a major American city, and it's going to wipe that city out. And they have to do this because they're going to change the face of the world. They're showing you that what politics and voting don't work. None of these things work. So let's get that real quick. Let's get chapter 17 and 16.
What book?
Revelations. Revelation 17. In 16, we're just going to jump to the bottom and show you the judgment. Read.
All right, Revelation 17, verse 16. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast.
These shall hate the whore. They hate America because it award too much opportunity to, you know, our people through entertainment and other means of income, as far as like, you know, our people become millionaires off of these things, the Floyd Mayweathers and things. Read.
Okay. And shall make her desolate and naked.
So they're going to crash the economy. Read on.
And shall eat her flesh
and
burn her with fire.
That burn her with fire is talking about the missile. That's why it's no coincidence that they constantly talk about the missile on CNN and other news outlets. Because what? They're going to allow a missile to hit. But the deception is it's going to be an American missile.
But they're going to blame it on some other country.
Yes, sir.
And that just ended. That just ended our show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. So, so definitely, thank you for joining us today. Again, it's the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Definitely, we need to do a part two of this. As we can see, the time that we have allotted isn't enough time for us to be able to complete this. But Lord's will, if we can, if I can get you, or if we can get you back, either myself or Chief Drakiala can get you back another week. We could love to do a part two, you know, if that works with you.
Yes, sir. In the spirit of King, Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, it will be a pleasure. I definitely appreciate you, Chief Priest. And I thank the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, Holy Apostle and Chief, I pray to the doctor, the God and Comforter, for this knowledge that's just taught on a daily basis.
Oh, definitely, definitely. This Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ is a church like none other. This is what the Spirit of God is. It's only a matter of time before not just our people, but the whole entire world will acknowledge that God is with us. So with that, again, this is the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. This is the Let the Truth Be Told radio show. It airs live every Sunday at 3 p.m. But the archived shows are available for download and also on-demand listening at any time. We can be reached via our website, which is www.icggcmd.org. That's our website there. And also, please visit the Holy Ghost and Comforter's website, which is thecomforter.info. Okay, thecomforter.info is the website for the Holy Ghost and Comforter, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Tazadakia. Again, this is the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Baltimore Division, underneath our well headquarters, which is located at 1941 Madison Avenue in Harlem, New York City. So we say shalom to the nation of Israel, Kwam Yasa'ala, which means rise to Israel. All right, shalom. Shalom. Shalom again, General Ibar.
No problem, Chief Priest. Shalom.